Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Beauty Talk. I'm your host, Janice Tennell, for today, Sunday, November 24th. Tonight we have an exciting show planned for you. We're speaking with nail tech Robert Nguyen. And before we speak with Robert, I just want to remind you all that the call-in number for tonight's conversation is 914-803-4399. Again, that number is 914-803-4399. So if you have a comment or question, you can join the conversation and we'll get your comment and question heard. Also, join us on our tweet chat tonight using the hashtag Beauty Lounge. Okay, and I'm going to see if my sister Denise has any beauty news she wants to share with us tonight.
Good evening, everyone. Just very quickly, I just wanted to share about the makeup planner from Marietta Carter Narcisse. Last week I did not have the discount coupon code, so I just wanted to give everybody the coupon code, which is FLYER2014, FLYER2014. And really briefly, if you don't know what the Makeup Artist Planner is, the 2014 Makeup Artist Planner, a unique beauty business resource that helps keep track of jobs, professional goals, and finances, was born of necessity by industry leader Marietta Carter Narcisse. In the years she has worked as a makeup artist for film and for individual celebrities, Carter Narcisse kept one logbook to manage both the creative and financial aspects of her job. She compiled detailed records of all her work, supplies purchased, mileage-driven time work to apply toward union hours. The book was also the perfect place to sketch ideas for new looks and to keep list of products to try. Later in her career as a beauty educator, as she planned her courses so that they didn't conflict with other makeup classes offered in the country, she realized there wasn't a comprehensive list of professional education available during the year, so she created one. The 2014 Makeup Artist Planner is a fusion of that original logbook with a master list of annual makeup events, plus much more. It is a tool that will help the beauty professional keep track of the work of today while keeping them inspired to look to the future. Set professional goals and keep them with the book's action plan sheet, union clock, 52-week money challenge, and inspirational quotes from industry giants. And keeping track of trends is easier with the Makeup Artist Planner. A unique feature is a calendar that lists every major trade show, award show, workshop, film festival, fashion week, and seminar relevant to building a successful career in makeup artistry. Purchase of the 2014 Makeup Artist Planner also includes a subscription to receive an emailed reminder to watch or register to attend these events. Perfectly bound, the Makeup Artist Planner for 2014 is $49.99, for roughly the same cost as a makeup palette. It is a worthwhile investment tool for the beauty professional or student. Pre-order now and receive 20% off. Use coupon code FLYER2014, all caps, at checkout. You can go to purchase the planner at MariettaCarter-Narcisse.com. Again, that's MariettaCarter-Narcisse, N-A-R-C-I-S-E.com. And also just wanted to inform you all of the Illusions Beauty Tour coming to a city near you very soon. Our first stop on the tour will be in Charlotte, North Carolina at the Tracy Riggs Salon. The Tracy Riggs Salon is located at 303 East Woodlawn Road in Charlotte, North Carolina. And you can stay tuned for more detailed information. There's going to be many makeovers by Illusions Cosmetics as well as products to purchase. There's going to be lash applications by Lash Love as well as lashes to purchase. And there will also be many makeovers. So you can stay tuned to this show or follow us on Twitter at Illusions Beauty for more details.
All right, and that last part you meant to say mini manicures.
I'm sorry, what did I say?
Yeah, mini manicures. And I believe they're featuring the Bernadette Thompson. She has a very new nail collection. But I just want to remind anybody that's listening by phone, if you're listening by phone but also have your computer on this website, please mute your computers or turn them down really, really low because we're getting some feedback. Okay. And again, the call-in number is 914-803-4399. Robert, how are you?
Yes. I'm doing great. How are you doing?
I am wonderful. We're so thankful that you're able to join us tonight. I was going to kind of like read a little short bio on you, but instead I thought maybe you would just, introduce yourself and tell us how you became a nail technician and what inspired you to do so and just kind of bring us up to where you are today.
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, that's a pretty long story there.
Look, we have time.
We have plenty
okay.
of time.
All right. Well, I don't want to bore you guys with all of the bad stuff but I've been doing nails for about 8 years now. When I first started, I didn't think I was going to get into this industry at all. Didn't think I wanted to have anything to do with it until one day my brother told me, it's a pretty cool industry. I should probably sign up for nail school. And I thought to myself, like, there's no way I'm ever going to do this. But he dragged me to one of the shows, Long Beach Ice. And it's a fantastic show, one of the biggest shows on the West Coast.
Uh-huh.
Once I got a little bit of that, I was really inspired, found out that there is much more to the industry than just sitting behind a table doing nails, and signed up for nail school. Once I got into nail school, it was pretty boring in nail school, didn't think anything of it. Started doing nail competitions, like IBS and in like Nail Olympics, that type of stuff. And won some awards here and there and eventually got a job with OPI. And I've been with them for almost 8 years now.
Oh, wow.
So
let me ask you, said your brother kind of talked you into it. So I'm wondering, your brother is also in the business, is that correct?
Yeah. So my brother is Vu Nguyen, and he's been in the industry for over 10 years now. Also mm-hmm. works with OPI, and we started at the same time with OPI, and we have a really great job with them where we mm-hmm. get to travel and stuff like that, and he doesn't live in California anymore, so when I do get to see him, it's through OPI.
Let me ask you, how are you feeling about the business now? First, you didn't want anything to do with it. How's it for you now?
Oh, I love it, and I'm pretty sure I'll continue to be in it for the rest of my life, whether I'm doing nails or somehow involved in it. Definitely want to be a part of it still.
Nice.
It's just a wonderful industry with a lot of good people, and I wouldn't have it any other way now. It just took some time mm-hmm. to warm up to, though.
Now, are you, were you born in California?
Yeah, so my parents are from Vietnam. I was born in California, in Los Angeles, the first born in the U.S. here.
Oh, okay, you're the first one in the U.S. Okay, so your brother moved off somewhere else.
Yeah, yeah, he was born in Vietnam.
Oh, okay. Okay, cool. All right. So you're working with OPI. Talk a little bit about that. Are you pretty much just teaching, or are you, what does a nail tech do when they work for a product brand such as OPI?
Well, with myself, I'm pretty much doing a lot of teaching, educating people on how to do anything that they want to know, whether it be acrylics, gels, nail art. But there's a lot more to it that most of us don't see. You know, when we're ready to come out with another product, we're in there testing it, making sure it's ready to launch, and putting our input into it, anywhere from, like, you know, the brushes, the consistency, just a lot of different things. I'm fortunate enough to be a part of that, and you know, try to make these products as, you know, as easy to use for the consumer.
Right.
Aside from that, you know, like right now, I'm doing a lot of traveling. I get to go internationally with OPI, so it's taken me to many other countries that I normally wouldn't get to see.
Oh, nice. What's one of the things when you're teaching for OPI, what's one of the things that you hear or one of the questions that you hear most from some of the people who attend your classes? Is it in regards to because they know that you're with OPI, like you said, you could be teaching how to do acrylics. Do you find often that there is one question in all of the classes, whether you're talking about acrylics, whether you're talking about nail art, does it seem to be one question that the attendees always seem to have in regards to OPI?
There's not really – well, yeah, there's – The main question that I hear is, where do they come up with these names for the nail polishes? That seems to be, you know, like the number one question. Another question would be, you know, like, what does OPI stand for? Just questions about the brand that people don't really know where these what the answers to them are. And I think it's most of the time it's because of the you know, their customers, they read the names, and they know OPI very well, but they don't know the answers to those. So, you know, like where we come up with the names, it's usually in a boardroom with Susie in there and a few other people. They, depending on what collection it is, they'll bring in food from that area, drinks is involved in that. And it's pretty much just a big old party, and they come up with these wild and crazy names. And then, you know, most people don't know that OPI stands for Odontorium Products Incorporated. It used to be a dental company.
I knew that.
Oh. You're one of the few.
Yep, but I knew that. I was going to say, you know, OPI has been around, you can correct me if I'm wrong, Robert, but it's been around since 1981.
Yeah.
And when I was in nail school, it seemed to be, and I think that was back in 99, I believe. Yeah, 99. So when I was in nail school, actually the lady that owned the school, she was an educator for OPI, and, you know, she pushed OPI a lot. And of all the products that she sold in the store, that the store that
that was in the school, the majority of the products there were OPI. And so it would seem at that time like OPI was either the leader in the nail part of the industry, or it was just because she, you know, was an educator for them. Do you believe that OPI is a giant in the nail industry? Are they like the leaders?
Yeah, definitely. OPI is, to me, you know, the number one nail brand in the world. It makes such a big impact on people that, you know, you could be checking into, like, a hotel, and if they see my shirt that says OPI on it, they're like, oh, it, like, the nail polish. You know, they recognize the name for a nail brand. And that's just something that we don't really see with the other brands out there.
Right.
So it makes a huge impact outside of the industry.
Gotcha. Gotcha.
Yeah, so definitely, you know. Oh, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, let's talk a little bit about acrylics because, you know, back when I was in school, well, before going to school, you know, when you would go into a nail salon, the acrylic, you know, the odor would just want you to, you made you want to just turn right back around. When I was going to school, of course, we used the OPI acrylic, which was basically odorless. So it was a more comfortable environment when doing acrylics. And back then, acrylic was a big thing. Now, you have all of this gel and this gel polish, and then a lot of people are going back to their natural nails. Is acrylic still big, and the acrylic product still big for OPI? Is that still a big thing, or has everyone gone to the gel and just natural nails?
It's, you know, with acrylics, it definitely has dropped tremendously since the gels have come out.
Mm-hmm.
But for myself, like in the salon, my clients, they have never changed. They still have their acrylics on. There's no way you're going to take it off of them. So there's definitely still a market for acrylics. And depending on what country you're in, that's all they know is, and that's all they want to know.
Right.
Like earlier this year, I was in Uruguay,
mm-hmm.
And acrylics are super rare over there. Everyone does gels. But if you can do acrylics, then you're going to make a ton of money. So they were definitely wanting to learn how to do acrylics. You know, and then you go into, like, Mexico, and there's, like, nothing but acrylics. And they're
mm-hmm.
long extensions with glitter and, you know, rhinestones. And they do gels. You know, it has picked up a lot for them as well. But in that type of market, you know, they're always going to have their acrylics.
Nice. What do you, because you travel the world, what are some of the differences that you see across the world when it comes to just nails in general? Now, I'm listening to what you're saying about the acrylics, and, you know, some places, you know, there's not much acrylic going on because of the gel. Some places, you know, that's all they do is acrylics. Just what do you see as far as nail trends, I guess, all over the world? Have you noticed that there are a lot of similarities in what people are doing all over the world, or depending on where you are, there are a lot of differences?
I think there's definitely a lot of differences. You know, like when you go to Europe, like Russia and, you know, even like Poland and stuff like that, they their nails, they take it to a whole nother level. It's an art,
mm-hmm.
and people love to, you know, and they take a lot of pride in what they do, and when you look at their nails, they're absolutely beautiful. I mean, the shape is nice. It's not all lumpy and stuff. It's they take it to the next level, definitely. And then you go into, like, Mexico, and they just, you know, they want their nails to stand out, whether it be a ton of glitter or, you know, rhinestones and embellishments, just a ton of things sticking out. And that seems to be their style, you know. It's always been that way. But that's what they like. And then, you know, and the weirdest thing I have ever seen traveling, you know, for 8 years is definitely in Brazil. And it's the way that they polish nails. They polish it all over the skin and everything and go back and clean it up. It's the first time I had ever seen it. And it was at a show, and, you know, like, the girls were doing it at the OPI stand, and I'm like, what the hell is going on here? So I walk around to the other stands, and everyone else is doing it too. So come to find out that that's, you know, the way that they learned it, and that's how they continue to do it. And it's just stuck with them for, you know, ever since they even remember. So trying to change that is pretty difficult.
Right, right. Something I was going to ask you. I listened to you earlier talk about, you know, you started to enter some of the nail competitions, IBS, Nail Olympics. And, you know, we had Lisa Comfort on maybe 3 or 4 shows ago. And of course, you know, she's consumed with Nail Olympics. She talked about you know, there's just the differences around the world with nails and how nails is such a huge industry all over the world, you know, more than here. And, you know, like, we see nail salons everywhere here, but, you know, nails in general is not as huge, even though we see a lot of salons, but nails in general is nowhere near as huge here as it is in other places around the world. Do you think that we are going in that direction, or will ever get to that where nails is so huge, you know, like it is around the world?
Yeah, definitely. Like right now, the biggest difference is that in other parts of the world, they take so much pride in what they do. And a full set for someone, you know, like in Russia, it could take up to 3 hours, you know, and they put in a lot of hard work into it. And over here, we're pumping them out, you know, in like 30 minutes, and we don't care what the end product looks like. And it just, it's bad. With like social media and all of that, it's opened up a lot of opportunity for people because everyone gets to see different nails from around the world, and they're like, okay, mm-hmm. I kind of like this. And so now, right now, like, nail art is huge, whereas, you know, 10 years ago, nobody really had it on their nails. So right. Now there's a huge demand for nail art. Before, when I was teaching nail art, the nail techs that would come in, they're like, oh, well, I don't do nail art. Well, now you're going to have to learn how to do nail art because the clients are demanding it. So we're mm-hmm. definitely heading in the right direction there, and it's becoming more trendy to, you know, have wild designs on your nails instead of that,
mm-hmm.
you know, just French or, you know, one solid color. You're even going into matte, which is, you know, that is just the start of things, you know.
Well, Robert, how long do you think this trend will last with the nail art? Because it's been around, you know, like you said, it's been around for a long time. And then there were times when, you know, certain parts of the country people were getting nail art and certain parts they weren't, or they were just getting like basic stuff, whereas other parts of the country, a lot of what you're seeing now, not quite everything, but a lot of what you're seeing now, people were doing that stuff years ago, but
yeah.
It just wasn't popular. So how long do you think this trend is going to last?
I think it's going to last for quite a while. And a lot of it has to do with just the new generation, you know. Everyone's coming in with their phones, and they can pick a design right off their phone. And it just makes it so much easier for people. I mean, you've got YouTube where you can learn how to do, you know, designs, and there's just so many opportunities for people to be educated and learn how to do the designs, whereas before, you might have, you know, one nail tech in the whole shop who does nail art. Now there's a lot more opportunity for other people to try and, you know, learn things and do it for their clients as well. And I don't know. I just think that the there's, you know, it's endless. The possibilities are endless for nail art. And as long as people keep on posting pictures and stuff like that, it's just going to keep on growing and people will continue to want it on their nails.
Well, you know, like I'm listening to what both of you have just said. Like years ago, like back, maybe back when, before I even went to nail school, nail designs were popular, and like you said, you go into a salon, there would be one person in the entire salon doing the nail design. So, if you wanted that, you would go, after you got your nails done, then you would go over to the nail design person. Now, like I'm listening to you, Robert, say, now everyone has to know how to do nail designs because it's gotten so popular again and even more so than it was before. Now everyone has to know how to do it. Do you think or do you know of any nail schools or nail programs where that has been, like, incorporated into the curriculum, teaching nail designs?
That's something that, you know, in nail schools, they never teach you anything beyond the normal structure of, nail curriculum type things. They hardly ever go into nail art and even teach you how to do a nice shaped nail. I mean, nail schools here are pretty pathetic. They just teach you the basic things and that's it. And you go off on your own and you try to figure out how to do these things. And you go into, to another country and they want to learn that stuff. And they're paying lots of money taking these classes from, nail artists that have that are known around the world to learn it, whereas here continuing education for nails is pretty weak, definitely. Do I know of a college or anything like that here? No, I do not.
It's interesting that you just said all of that because Lisa Comfort pretty much said something very similar, and it's just that nail education here is not here, pretty much. Just like she said, it's sad and it's weak. What do you think we can do about that?
We have to try to motivate people to want to learn it because the way that the system is here, it doesn't force them into learning these other things. The only way that it's going to force them is through, the clients coming in and wanting certain things. Once you've got that demand, then you're going to have to learn how to do it. So definitely right now with the trends and everything going on, I know that there's a lot more education out there. More people are willing to learn nail art now. Whereas before, people would just say, "Hey, I don't do nail art," and that was it. So now is definitely a time where, and we will see it within companies as well. Manufacturers are definitely going to incorporate nail art in their structured classes, and it's just trying to find a way to motivate the nail techs to want to attend these classes.
Right. Right. Well, I will say, again, back when I went to school, my teacher did have a day where she touched on nail art and it was pretty much one day, just tried to teach you how to do some basic stuff, and that was pretty much it. And I think it was more of her doing, not necessarily something that was a part of the curriculum. Because I think if it was part of the curriculum, we would have had more time. So I guess I can really see where it would be necessary, like you said, now that it's so, so popular. I mean, extremely popular. And I'm thinking about when you were talking about the acrylics earlier, the nail art. Overseas, internationally, a lot of nail art designers use a lot of acrylic in their designs. Is that correct? Sometimes people have the 3D nail art. Is all of that stuff, are they using acrylic with a lot of that stuff?
Yeah, yeah. It's for like myself, that's the only way I would even do 3D. I just, like for myself, I have more flexibility with it and I have more control over it. Definitely there's people doing 3D stuff with gel, like a builder gel type of thing. And it definitely exists, but as far as for myself building 3D stuff and most of my nail art is all with acrylics. You know, like I haven't really moved outside of that. I've always, well, you know what? I take that back. I do a lot of different things, but but as far as 3D goes, yeah, definitely acrylics are huge still in that matter.
Speaking of the nail education, and I asked every manicurist that come on our show this question. It's a big thing with PBA, the Professional Beauty Association. One of the big things that they're talking about is the deregulation issue, and I don't know if you've heard about this or not, but they want to take licensing away from, you know, cosmetologists. So if you're a licensed cosmetologist, licensed hairstylist, licensed esthetician, licensed nail tech, you know, in some states here in this country, they want to take that license away. They think it would be better for the economy if people didn't have a license, and that way, because they don't have a license, more people would open up businesses. Like, for instance, more nail techs would open up nail salons, more hairstylists would open up hair salons, et cetera. And they feel like the more businesses that are open, the more money that will bring to the economy, me, myself. But because what would happen is those people would continue to do what they're doing and doing these businesses, keeping their money and not paying taxes. So that's not helping the economy. But as far as the cosmetologist, the nail tech is concerned, do you think a license being taken away, okay, let's say the state of California where you live, in the state of California,
right,
if they take the nail license away, do you think that would harm the industry or do you think it won't make a difference? And then what does that say to nail education?
Like, so if they take away the licensing, it'd just be a free-for-all, and, I mean, some random person off the street could just start doing it. Well, I think it would really hurt the industry big time, just because when we're dealing with things like this, there is a certain, you know, knowledge that you need to have when you're working on people. You know, whether they got, like, a fungus or something, you need to know what to do with it. And without that proper education, and anyone can just go out and do it, you're opening up a lot of problems there. And, you know, there's already people out there doing it without a license. You know, they're doing it at home, they're doing it for their friends and stuff like that, and that will always be there. So whether you take away their licensing or, you know, it's not that hard to get a license to begin with. But I think it would hurt the industry if we did take that away, and it really wouldn't help at all. I mean, right now, by having a license, you know, to renew it every year, it's like $50 or whatever. And, you know, and so we're already paying towards something.
Right.
And if you're going to take that away, I don't think it's really going to open up more shops. It's just going to hurt it as a whole and probably bring down the quality of work that is out there, because now you have people that aren't educated on how to do nails, you know, working on people, and it's just going to really hurt the industry, in my opinion.
Absolutely. I totally agree. But do you think that if they took the license away, do you think, man, and we're already talking about how weak the nail education here in this country is. Do you think if they take the license away, education for nail techs, and let's just speak in general for just nail techs, you know, I mean,
if they take it away in general, it's going to affect all of those areas. But for nail tech, do you think that if they took it away, then even the little education that we do have here, would that go bye-bye, you think?
I would think so, just because there wouldn't be a need for it. And if there's not a something that keeps you to, that forces you to take it, then why would you take it? You know, like for myself,
right.
Yeah, I like continue education. I like to learn, you know, the latest trends and all of that stuff. It's already hard enough to get people to sign up for a class and learn how to do, you know, like a proper shaped nail or even like something out of their box, learning how to do stilettos or edge or, you know. And so if we take that out of the equation, then it's definitely going to prevent them from even wanting to learn it. And right now with so many different things out there, you know, they can learn it on YouTube. Why would they
mm-hmm.
go and take this class?
Mm-hmm. Right. And I'm glad you said that because that was a great lead into my next question. I was going to talk because you have a YouTube page and your Nail Guy TV on YouTube. And
yeah.
which, you know, some of your videos, I laugh because you're hilarious. But let me ask you, though, when you go to the different trade shows and OPI is doing a class, you have YouTube, and you don't hold back what you talk about. You know, some people may watch your videos, and they'll learn how to do acrylics, and they'll learn how to do all this stuff. And this could be the same people out there that we're talking about that don't have a license, and they just go to YouTube and learn it. Do you think because of the popularity of YouTube in general, because, you know, they're doing everything on YouTube, makeup, hair, nails, you know, so when it comes to the beauty industry, do you think that it's hard to educate, like at the trade shows? And I think just having a class on your own may be even harder unless you're so well-known in the industry that people wouldn't mind going and spending $500 or whatever for a separate class. But do you think it just makes it harder for what you do, like at the trade shows, the teaching at the trade shows, or do you think for our people actually coming to those trade shows and they're actually sitting in on the classes, do you all have like a packed room full of people at those shows, or is YouTube taking all of that business away?
No, we definitely still have, you know, people at the trade shows learning how to do nail art and whatever they want to learn. You know, YouTube is a great way to learn some of these things, but what it comes down to is the hands-on and,
mm-hmm.
you know, visually seeing it in person. If you, you know, some people can learn off of a video. Some people can learn just by looking at a picture and breaking it down themselves and saying, okay, now I know how to make that.
Right.
But definitely, you know, there's a lot of people out there that need to sit down and they need you to explain it to them all the way through. So that will always be there. You know, the classrooms are still, you know, full of people wanting to learn. And YouTube isn't hurting it at all. If anything,
okay.
It's probably helping it because now these people have better questions. They have a better understanding, and it just helps it keep on pushing.
Right.
You know, I was in Malaysia this year, and I saw this girl doing some nail art, and I was like, oh, like that's really cool. I'd never seen anyone do that style before, and so.
Mm-hmm.
After seeing that, then I get to go into my classes and start teaching something similar to that. And it just keeps it flowing, and, you know, you come up with new stuff, and YouTube is definitely great, and it doesn't hurt the classrooms at all. If anything, it makes it better.
Gotcha. Now, you spoke a second ago. I was wondering, when you go overseas and you see all these new things and these new fancy things, where do you think some of the nail artists over there, do you think it's just them being their creative selves, or do you think a lot of them are picking up so many different techniques through the education that they get there, and that's the reason behind some of these things that you see and you've never seen before?
Yeah, I think it's definitely the education that they're getting there, because most of the places that I go to, they certainly have a different style than I do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so like when I was in Mexico, the stand there was completely packed because people had never seen that style of nails before. You know, they had seen the styles that Mexico has been doing, but they hadn't seen anything from like the U.S. And so, of course, they're interested in it. It's you know, if you're placed in a certain environment and that's what they're doing, then you're going to be more likely to continue doing what is around you. So, like for myself, I'm fortunate enough to get to go all around the world and learn these different tricks and, you know, different techniques and put it into my education and, you know, have it be a part of my classes as well.
Right. What are you most known for? Acrylics, your design, what are you most known for?
For my humor.
Yes, I can understand that.
No. For myself, definitely nail art. Definitely nail art. And it's going to be my hand-painted nail art, if anything. That's just, you know, ever since day one of doing nails, that's what I have always focused on, was doing nail art. And through all of the competitions and stuff like that, it's always been my hand-painted nail art that I kind of focus on.
Gotcha. What is it about OPI's brand that you love the most?
You know, it's a great brand to be a part of, and my favorite thing is just that it's well known. When I, you know, like when I'm like on an airplane or something, and the flight attendant, you know, is like, oh, I have, you know, OPI on my nails and stuff like that. And it's just, there's just something about that is very warming, and it makes you feel like you know, you're a part of something that is making an impact on everyday people.
Right. Absolutely. Let's talk about the trends for 2014. What are we going to see in regards to nails in 2014 in the spring?
Ooh, that's going to be pretty exciting. you know, like definitely we're doing the nail art stuff, but it's going to – I'm pretty sure this next year it's going to be more incorporated in, like, having – wild nails. You're going to still see a lot of like crazy nail art, but there's going to be a certain look, whereas like right now it's kind of all scattered around. Every nail is different, and we're still going to kind of have that where every nail is different, but they all seem to go together, if that makes any sense.
Right, gotcha.
Yeah, you know, so you're keeping that same style and everything, and it flows throughout the full set, but there's a uniqueness to every single nail. That's definitely something that I see happening in 2014. You know, because nail art is so big right now, and that's just a look that people are going to want.
I was just going to say, I think I've began to start seeing some of that
like you said, every nail different, but it all kind of goes together. It stays with the same thing. I'm beginning to see a little bit of that.
Yeah, we're definitely seeing it now. Like, you know, the things that are popular now are still going to be popular, I think. Like, ombre's been popular for, you know, the last year or 2 years now, and we're just seeing different variations of it. You know, so for, like, the holiday season, people are doing ombre with glitter, you know, and really festive colors, like nice reds with gold glitter fading down. Definitely still seeing variations of that.
That sounds interesting.
Well,
yes,
you
I'm
can...
So Robert, do you have any nail tips that you can share with our listening audience?
Well, definitely check out my YouTube channel there, Nail Guy TV, all one word. I try to make it a little bit different for people. It's not your typical tutorials or video education type of thing. It's made to be
no,
funny.
No, they're not.
no, they.
I like this guy.
You know, like when I've seen those videos, they've always been really boring, and
yes.
You're like half asleep by, you know, 5 minutes in. They're really long and just really boring. And so my little brother wanted to make something a little bit different. He's into video editing and motion graphics and all that stuff. So he had the concept for Nail Guy TV. And so in those tutorials, you know, we wanted to make it fun and different than anything else out there. And I think we definitely achieved that.
Yes, I think you have. I think you guys do a great job.
Speaking of your little brother, he does all the shooting and editing of your videos, and then your fiance is your hand model.
Yeah.
So how is it? What is it like working with your family on such a fun project?
You know, it's got its moments because we're definitely busy with our everyday lives, and we just try to do this on the side. You know, and we get nothing out of it. There's nothing in it for us. You know, there's no money involved. We're just doing it just to do it. And it's a whole lot of fun now working with my brother and stuff like that. It's really rewarding for us to, you know, see the views go up and people liking it and that people are enjoying these videos because, you know, we do it just to do it. And we don't have, like, a huge production company or anything like that. So everything that we're doing is like, shot in my bedroom, you know. It's very low budget, but we try to shoot it in a way where it looks very professional for what we have to work with.
Right.
Absolutely.
So what's next for you?
You know, like I'm still doing the traveling and stuff like that, but right now I'm trying to focus on Nail Guy TV. I want to, you know, be able to release at least, you know, like a video a week and just continue that type of education for people that need it. And then the next big step is opening up the salon.
Nice. So you would do it somewhere in California?
Yeah. We're looking at places in LA right now to possibly open it up, and we're just trying to do something very different than, you know, your typical salon, high-end stuff where, you know, where you feel great about getting your nails done. You know, you don't want people speaking another language and, you know, just like your typical shops. right now. You know, you go in there and people are speaking their own language and you don't feel really comfortable. And so we're going to try to do something a little bit different. And the person that I'm working on with this on is has some pretty crazy ideas.
Okay. So we already know it's going to be different.
Oh, yeah. He, the guy that I'm working with also owns a distribution of nail supplies. And, you know, like we were talking today and he brought up this idea of, you know, like if a client gets a manicure, then why don't we just give them that that bottle of nail polish with their service?
Mm-hmm.
And to myself, I'm like, what the hell are you talking about? like I had never even heard of anything like that before, you know? And he's like, well, we can include it in the price, and we just sold them a bottle of nail polish with their service. And I thought it was a great idea.
You know, that is a great idea. I was always one to take my own nail implements. I bought a little kit, and I would take my own nail implements to the salon with me. And sometimes they would be like, I would go to one salon, and it was a smaller salon, and the manicurist would be like, oh, our implements are clean. And I'm like, I know, but, you know, they could tell me anything. So,
not that I'm
sitting around thinking that they don't clean their implements, but, you know, I just brought my own. I saw a little kit, and I was like, oh, this would be nice to have for myself. Then I'm sure of it. And then actually, after I took that, she was like, where did you get that from? And I told her, and she asked me how much they cost. And then I think she was thinking about getting some to sell at the salon. So little things like that, you know, little where people can have their own implements, selling things like that, and including the polish, and especially if it's a color that they really like. I think that's interesting. That would be a great concept.
Yeah, like, I mean, there's definitely a lot of things in this salon that I want to do different, and it's because, you know, I've been fortunate enough to go and see different salons, like, everywhere. And so you just pick up little ideas from every place that you've seen, and you pick out the good and the bad, and you try to incorporate it all into your own shop, and hopefully it turns out well.
Absolutely. Well, definitely keep us posted if you do that. We would love to support, for sure.
Yeah, it's definitely exciting. It's we're at, like, phase one right now, and I'm, like, totally stoked about it. You know, being in the industry for this long and, you know, now having the opportunity to do something different is very exciting for me.
Absolutely. What do you think about, I almost forgot this question, what do you think about the new nail art competition show that's in development?
I mean, I know there's not
a lot of details out about it yet, but just the thought of having that type of show, what do you think about that?
I think it's good. It's going to definitely help the industry because we're going to, you know, the general public will see the type of nails that can be done when you have, you know, top nail artists in the world or in the country doing extravagant designs. It just opens up people's minds to the possibilities that are out there. And, you know, maybe they'll see something on TV that they want on their nails. And hopefully it just helps the industry. But from what I've heard and stuff like that, there might be some drama going on, like, you know, most of your competition TV shows that are out there.
Yeah.
So it'll be very interesting to see where they go with it, and hopefully it doesn't go in that direction, but who knows.
Right. Absolutely. Well, I've been reading up just some different things, and they look like they're going to be having some great, you know, celebrity judges and that kind of thing. So we'll just have to wait and see. But I'm just happy to know that that type of reality show is coming. So it should be exciting. And
yeah,
our very last
be...
question.
Oh.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Okay. I was just gonna say that it's gonna be a first for the industry, so
yeah,
it's definitely good, and it's new and it's exciting, and we definitely need that in the industry, so I'm all for it.
Absolutely. Our last question has nothing to do with nails, but our last question is: what is beauty to you?
Beauty to me. I don't know how to answer that.
Whatever you think it is.
Beauty to me is since I have a artistic background, I guess, you know, beauty to me would be something colorful. I've been painting on canvases lately, and I've just been using, like, really crazy colors to depict an image. You know, I don't like using my normal colors anymore. And so, I don't know. That's a hard question.
Oh,
yeah. I have no idea. I don't know what beauty is.
You just answered, though. Beauty to me is something colorful.
Yeah, but I wish I, you know, maybe if I was beautiful, I would know. I would wake up in the morning, oh, yeah, that's really beautiful. But no, I don't know what that feels like.
But see, that's why I said it has nothing to do with nails. So I was just trying to help you not think of it in terms of being beautiful yourself, you know, just whatever
yeah.
it is. So you just said it. Beauty to me is something colorful. There's no right or wrong answer. That was a great answer.
Yeah, it felt like a trick question for a minute, so.
No. You are crazy. No trick questions here. All
okay.
Simple stuff you already know about. Well, we thank you so much for joining us in this hour. We really appreciate it. Glad you were able to come on because we know you have been busy with your traveling. So we're happy we were able to get you on. And keep us posted as to what's going on with your the new salon. We can't wait. You get that off and running and up and going. And we'll continue to follow you and watch Nail Guy TV because, again, like I said, it's hilarious, but you do learn something all at the same time. So shout out really quickly. I know you said what you are, your YouTube channel is, but just tell us again, like, your Instagram, your Twitter, where we can find you on Facebook so everyone who's listening can go follow you.
All right, so my YouTube channel is called Nail Guy TV, and I try to do that through all of my social media things. So for Instagram, it's going to be, you know, at Nail Guy TV. Same thing with my Facebook page is Nail Guy TV. So if you punch in, you know, Facebook or YouTube and then, you know, / type in Nail Guy TV, this should all pop up. The only one that is that, and you guys don't even want to follow me on Twitter because I don't know how to do it. But that one is just Nail Guy, and you know, like for me, Twitter just doesn't do it, so I stay off of there.
Gotcha.
But on
okay.
on everything else, I'm pretty active.
Okay. So it's just pretty much Nail Guy TV, YouTube, Instagram, and Facebook.
Yep.
Sounds good. Sounds good. And again, thank you so much for joining us, and thank you all who listened. We have quite a few people on the phone lines listening.
That's scary.
People start asking. That's scary. Well, I'm getting ready to yell at everybody. You guys have to start calling in and asking questions and, you know, giving your comments. And then you have to have some questions out there. But thank you for all those people who listened and for all those people who missed it and who's going to go back and listen later. We thank you for your support as well. So until next time, Robert, thank you again and have a great night.
Not a problem. Thank you so much for having me on.
Oh, you're welcome. For those of you who enjoyed tonight's conversation, go out and mark it a favorite here on Blog Talk Radio, and you can follow us on Twitter at beauty_talk. You can follow us on Instagram at beauty_talk_media. And on Facebook, we are Beauty Talk Online. So thank you guys again, and have a wonderful night. Have a wonderful Thanksgiving holiday.
Good night.
Good night.